From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Afghanistan, American forces have found the body of a Navy commando missing since last month. He was part of an operation against Taliban and Al-Qaeda forces in the country's remote eastern mountains. Afghanistan is currently experiencing the worst wave of violence since the fall of the Taliban government. NPR's Philip Reeves has the story from Kabul.
The nightmare for U.S. forces began nearly 2 weeks ago when four American commandos ran into a firefight. They were in Kunar province, a sweep of mountains on Afghanistan's eastern edge, with a history of hostility to outsiders, from invading Soviets to Americans hunting Al-Qaeda. For days afterwards, U.S. forces searched for the missing Navy SEAL, before finally discovering him Sunday. U.S. military spokesman Colonel James Yontz says the conditions were difficult.
This is a very mountainous, wooded, very austere terrain. This individual was found in an area that we had looked over before, but where his body was located, it was hard to find.
The American commando was part of what the U.S. military codenamed Red Wing. This is an operation to flush out the increasingly active Taliban and its allies. It's still going on. On June the 28th, the team was spotted by militants who opened up with Kalashnikovs and rocket-propelled grenades. The Americans radioed for help. Before long, a Chinook helicopter, packed with U.S. special forces, was sent to rescue them. It appeared over the horizon, only to be shot down with the loss of 16 American lives. Two of the SEALs on the ground were later found dead. A third got lucky. He was reportedly sheltered by locals and eventually rescued. But for days, the fate of the fourth SEAL was unknown. A Taliban spokesman telephoned journalists and claimed the American had been captured and beheaded, but the U.S. military was always skeptical. Today, Colonel Yontz said this claim proved to be nonsense.
Our forces on the ground that located this body are very confident that this individual was never in custody and he was never defamed or disgraced by anybody from enemy forces.
With 19 fatalities in all, this was the U.S. military's worst single combat loss in Afghanistan. It comes as the Taliban and its allies, such as the warlord Gulbuddin Hekmatyar, are stepping up attacks, especially in the south and east. Analysts say these days they're better equipped and organized. As a government official under Taliban rule, though he now recognizes the U.S.-backed government of Hamid Karzai, Wahi Mojda is an expert on Afghanistan's Islamist militants.
We see that this year they have got more development and the material that's being used in Iraq, that material is used in Afghanistan as well. And the experience of Iraq is coming to Afghanistan.
But Afghanistan is not Iraq. According to Robert Cliver, an Afghanistan expert and former political officer with the United Nations, the Afghan people are becoming impatient with foreign forces, especially the U.S. military. But he also says there's not much popular support for the Taliban and almost none for Al-Qaeda.
I don't think you would find almost any support for Al-Qaeda in this country, no? Not at all. As to the Taliban, they get some kind of measure of passive support. So I don't think they receive much support, but they're kind of... In some areas, they're allowed to operate and go about their business.
That's what worries the U.S. military. It believes the Taliban will make it its business to violently disrupt the September parliamentary elections. To add to the U.S. military's concerns, there was more bad news today. The escape from a high-security lockup of four detainees, described by U.S. forces as dangerous. As night fell over Kabul, a search was underway. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Kabul.